Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So a few weeks ago, I mentioned that It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown would not be on TV this year. But even if you didn't get to see it this year, I bet you still know the story. So let's think back on it. It's Halloween night, and Linus would rather spend the night in the pumpkin patch, waiting for the Great Pumpkin, instead of going out trick-or-treating with his friends. Of course, they mock him for, quote, believing something that isn't true. Sally trusts him, though, and she waits with him. But then when only Snoopy appears, she gets mad at Linus for just wasting her time. In the end, Charlie Brown asks Linus if the Great Pumpkin ever came, and Linus just shakes his head no. Charlie Brown says, "Well, don't take it too hard. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, too." Linus then shouts, "Stupid? What do you mean, stupid? Just wait until next year, Charlie Brown. You'll see. Next year at this same time, I'll find a pumpkin patch that is real sincere. And I'll sit in that pumpkin patch until the Great Pumpkin appears, and he'll rise out of the pumpkin patch, and he'll fly through the air with a big bag of toys. The Great Pumpkin will appear, and I'll be waiting for him." Now, I like Linus. I like the whole Peanuts gang, but Linus is special. He's the voice of reason for Charlie Brown. He's the one who recites Luke 2 and says, "That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown." He's the one who's had some great theological lines through the run of the comic strip. But he's also the one who waits all night long for the Great Pumpkin. And even though I like Linus, he seems a little bit foolish here, doesn't he? Shouldn't he be smart enough to know better? I mean, if we were living in the South, we would probably say, "Oh, bless his heart." Which is really a nice way of saying, "Oh, he's an idiot." How could smart, reasonable Linus think that waiting in a pumpkin patch for the Great Pumpkin is the best way to spend Halloween night? He sits there year after year, and year after year, it's only Snoopy. The Great Pumpkin never shows up. But Linus won't give up. Although you admire his dedication, you also know it's a lost cause. It's an exercise in futility. We can understand why his friends mocked him, and why Sally got upset with him. Well, today's gospel reading got me thinking about Linus and the Great Pumpkin. Here we have Jesus' famous parable of the 10 bridesmaids. They were all waiting for the groom to arrive. 5 of them have extra oil, and 5 of them do not. They all wait and watch, and eventually the second group runs out of oil. When all 10 of them hear the news that the groom is on the way, the 5 who brought extra oil refuse to share. They send the other 5 into town to buy more. And the groom arrives, and those with extra oil get to see him. Now, when we hear this story, we're told that those who took extra oil were wise, and those who didn't were foolish. But let's think about this for a moment here. All 10 of the bridesmaids were waiting for the groom to arrive at a specific time. Basically, they were the welcoming party for when he arrived at the bride's house, which is fine. But he was delayed. He didn't show up when they expected him to. Now, given that they expected him to arrive at a certain time, why would half of the group bring extra oil with them? It wouldn't have been necessary if he had arrived on time. So that means, if we think about it, those who brought extra oil were not prepared for the groom's arrival. They were prepared for his delay. But why would they think he would be delayed in the first place? I mean, if you tell somebody, I will be at this place at this time, then you expect them to be there at that time. You don't assume that they're going to be late.
Well.
Yes, some people aren't as punctual as others. But think about it like the Great Pumpkin again. Linus wasn't only prepared for the arrival of the Great Pumpkin. He was also prepared for the pumpkin's delay. He was willing to spend the whole night in the pumpkin patch, falling asleep and shivering out there in the cold. The more reasonable people, like Lucy and Charlie Brown and the rest of his friends, they all had fun at the Halloween party. They saw waiting for the Great Pumpkin to be a lost cause. Lucy even brings in the sleepy and cold Linus from the pumpkin patch and puts him to bed. Now, Sally was willing to wait one night with Linus, but then she vowed never to do it again. So if you think about it, who here is really wise and who here is really foolish? Wouldn't Lucy and Charlie Brown and Sally be the wise ones, and Linus be the foolish one? Right? Honestly, we don't like to wait. We pull out our phones when we're sitting in the drive-thru lane at the restaurant, or even when we're sitting on the toilet. We fast-forward through recorded commercials. We've had to wait all week for election results. We don't have much patience. Or perhaps a better example is that all of us would like this pandemic to just be over with. Mm-hmm. We're tired of waiting and we want it to end now. We keep saying, oh, one of these days we'll get back to normal. But we don't know when one of these days will be. Or even what normal will be. When it comes to waiting, sometimes we are like Lucy and we think it's a waste of time. We think we could be doing something much better instead of just sitting around. Sometimes, though, we're like Sally and we're forced to wait. Right? Even though she chose to be out there with Linus, she waited around and then all of her waiting was for nothing. Sometimes this pandemic feels like that. We are forced to wait. And we wonder if our waiting will ever pay off. But then, what about Linus? What about his kind of waiting? Why would he purposefully spend the night waiting for a great pumpkin who will probably never arrive? Why did those five bridesmaids bring extra oil to begin with? Why did they think the groom might be late? They wait because the one who makes the promise is faithful. In the parable, the bridesmaids know that the groom is coming. He promised them that he would come. That's just part of how weddings worked. And Linus trusts that the great pumpkin will come too. He thinks that's how Halloween works. And even if the one we're waiting for doesn't arrive when we expect, even if we have to spend the whole night in the pumpkin patch or bring extra oil, even if we look silly and people mock us, he does still come. And we need to be careful here, though. We could easily make this sound like Linus or the bridesmaids with extra oil, or we who wait in hope are the heroes of the story. We're not. when it comes to the life of faith, we are never the heroes. We are the fools. We are the ones people mock and ignore. We are the ones people tease and say, oh, bless their hearts. The real hero in the story is the groom. Even if he's delayed, he still comes. Even when things don't happen according to our timeline, they will still happen. Even if our lives and our dedications seem like a waste, he is still faithful to his promise to be with us. All right, for example, none of us know when this pandemic will end. We've been in it for 8 months already, and we still don't see the finish line. That color-coded map from the Ohio Department of Health shows a lot of red and orange all over Ohio. So the end is not even close. But someday it will be here. Now, in one sense, of course, that could sound like a foolish hope. Like, someday my prince will come. But what if he doesn't come? What if this is what life is like from here on out? What if all of our hope is in vain? Perhaps it is. But that is why we do not place our hope in scientists or politicians or the great pumpkin. We place our hope in the one who is faithful. The one who promises to be with us no matter what we're going through or no matter what others say. We place our hope and trust in God. Yes, sometimes God feels delayed or absent. I get that. We all get that. But as I've said before, your relationship with God is not based upon how you feel. It's based on God's faithfulness to you. Our feelings change from day to day, or sometimes even more frequently than that. Sometimes we don't feel close to God. But our feelings do not determine our relationship with God. Instead, our relationship with God is based on God's faithfulness to us. Even when everything else changes, God's steadfast love and faithfulness never change. God is always here with us. The bridesmaids who brought the extra oil knew that. They knew that even if the groom was delayed, he would still come. And when he arrived, he came for those with the extra oil and those without the extra oil. It was the five who left who were truly absent, not him. So no matter how others might tease us, no matter how difficult the waiting might be, no matter how foolish we feel, the groom still comes. The promise is still true, and we still have reason to hope. That's what faith is all about, Charlie Brown. God is still faithful. In the name of the one who comes to us no matter what, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.